brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. And a lady called in the last hour who brought up the central point in action against the New World Order. Every time I've gotten involved locally, every time I've seen citizens around the nation in thousands of cases really get involved locally, you can affect change. You can take action. And that's why the establishment is racing to put in these government-controlled, electronic, no-record voting machines so they can frustrate the will of the people. The establishment sees the polls with 97% against toll roads on existing roads, 90% to 91% against open borders, 70-plus percent against the war, 99% against land-grabbing Supreme Court rulings. So they're racing to try to checkmate us and block us from being our own rulers, from controlling our society. You know, I bash the American people a lot. I bash myself a lot. And you do have a big dumbed-down mass out there, but you've got millions, tens of millions, I'd say over 100 million people who are somewhat informed and do care, but they're blocked by this system. But locally, you can still have an effect. We've beaten gun bills that were, quote, sure to pass in Texas. We've beaten all sorts of land grabs. But it's when the people get involved. So pick an issue, get informed, take action, get involved with other people. And, again, I mean, I knew fraud was going on at the local access TV station. I knew they were trying to shut it down. I sued them and got some of their corporate minutes. And John Villarreal, the head of the place, was just sentenced to 7 years in the Texas State Penitentiary. And, boy, they were threatening to sue me and calling me a conspiracy theorist. Well, in the end, he pled guilty to stealing $345,000 over the last 5 years from the people of Austin. And, again, I had to go sue him. I had to go do it. And I'm just one person. And believe me, you could have done the same thing. I saw the signs. I saw the indicators. I looked at the math. It didn't add up. I went after him. Back in 2000, they were going to pass a bunch of gun laws restricting our Second Amendment. We went down there. We were just camped out at the Capitol, caught bribery on video. You know, God's on our side. I mean, every time we go out and do something, we expose the enemy. Everything we do, we have success. And if we don't have success the first time, we do it again. And if we had no hope of success, we do it again. Because you've got to do the right thing. You've got to take action. And that's what we're doing here. We're giving it our best shot. We're going to the wall here. We're going to the mat. Now, when we get back from break, I'm going to run through your calls at 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. Newt Gingrich is out saying, well, we need to restrict the First Amendment. Free speech is kind of dangerous in the war on terror. Same thing's happening in England. We're hurting them is why they're doing this. We're having a success. You see, they know that we're aware of them now. They know. Also, I want to get more into what's happening with housing prices and the dollar and the economy, and I also want to get into a bunch of Iraq news. Meanwhile, the Drudge Report and the neocons are making fun of crying Iraqi women, and they're making a big joke about how one of the Iraqi women looks like George Bush. Just a sick joke, folks. I mean, that's what these sickos do. They have radio shows making fun of Club Gitmo, how wonderful Guantanamo Bay is, the rape rooms, which they do raping there, too. That's been declassified. I mean, that's how sick it's gotten, so I want to get into that report. Also, we'll talk about Hugo Chavez, who I don't completely trust. I want to think he's a good guy. I see a lot of good indicators, but I want to break down when we'll learn if he's a good guy or a bad guy. Because he will reveal himself. So it's all coming up on the other side of this quick break. And we're going to get to Ken, Ruth, Eric, and others. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, and JonesReport.com. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. Newt Gingrich has gone public and said what Bush and the rest of the neocons have been quietly broaching. Hey, we need to go ahead and arrest people for their speech. We need to go ahead and restrict newspaper speech. Don't criticize the government. We're in a war. Yeah, an elite war against the people. It's not about left and right. It's about the elite. It's about the state. It's about the government. It's about the corporations against the people. Let's go ahead and talk to Ken. And Ken, where are you calling us from today, sir?
Calling from Virginia. Three things, Alex. Terror Storm has been promoted in a Virginia Taxpayers Association news release sent around the country both by U.S. Mail and a postal service, and it mentioned both Infowars.com and Amazon.com.
Oh, great.
Number two, which is yesterday on the best local call-in show in Virginia, WSVA Harrisonburg, I called in regarding Virgil Goode and the North American Union. He's our Republican from the 5th District in Virginia.
Yes, we've interviewed him. He's part of the Liberty Committee with Ron Paul.
Right, and he had introduced a House concurrent resolution 487, and since then when I've seen him on TV and heard him on radio, and he will not talk about his own resolution. I criticized him. He will not mention the North America. He talks about immigration. He talks about maybe putting soldiers on the border. He will not talk about the North American Union or the NAFTA superhighway.
He's probably had the party tell him that you're not going to get a committee chairmanship if you ever do that.
He's a member of the House Appropriations Committee, and he's scared of being too critical of Bush. And he also, of course, voted for this terrible military commission's bill, which makes me a potential enemy.
Well, I wasn't aware of that. Ron Paul was saying he was a pretty good guy. I mean, I want to vouch for him. He came on this show and said the North American Union's horrible, the New World Order's horrible.
Right.
And then it's sad to hear that he's buckling.
He said it on your show because it's a friendly source. And he is the best, having said what I said, he is the best congressman we've got in Virginia, which doesn't say that much. He still is. I've known him on a first name basis, but he won't even put it in his weekly news report about his own resolution. He won't promote his own resolution, House Concurrent Resolution 487, and that's subject for criticism.
Now think how far we've come down the rat hole that Lou Dobbs will talk about it, Human Events will talk about it. Major newspapers will discuss it, but it's still somewhat of a public secret. We've openly been signed into a North American Union, the private corporation that is the District of Columbia that's taken over our entire country, and our banking system has signed deals to merge us. They're merging us now. They're handing over the roads to foreign companies and countries. It's all happening, but, oh, you're not supposed to talk about it. I mean, this is pathetic.
Right. Now, the last thing I want to talk about, the most immediate, regarding this morning's article that Philip Zelikow is going to resign from the State Department, where he's been counselor. Condoleezza Rice appointed him to this very high post and very influential, and the story was that he has been disagreeing with the Bush administration, with their Iraq policy. He's been frustrated. Now, of course, for the New World Order, this is very good, because Philip Zelikow, as all your listeners know, had the unbelievably important job of being executive director of the 911 Commission, in which capacity he deliberately omitted some of the
And he was also involved. He was also involved with PNAC. He's a very dangerous person.
Right, and so I said on the radio this morning, Harrisonburg, WSVA, the best local call-in show. I called in, said he should be tried for misprision of felony or misprison of treason for the fact that he, knowing the facts about 9-1, he deliberately concealed them from the public. And this, of course, is a felony, and that he should be tried.
And by the way,
subject to be put in jail. Now,
by the way, even the 9-11 Commission, while saber-rattling, posing, so they were considering calling for criminal charges against members of the Pentagon for lying. Well, I mean, if they're going to send somebody from the Pentagon to jail for covering up 9-11, quote, prior knowledge, it's much worse than that, then the whole commission should go to prison, including its chief staffer, Zelikow.
Right, he is the key person. Now, I also went to say, I said, now, of course, under the present administration with Alberto Gonzalez, they would not do anything, so they should have a special counsel for him. And this was came on, and I said, of course, one of the things that they concealed was the heroic deeds of William Rodriguez and all the explosions which he heard, and he was they got him on testimony under oath for at least 2 hours and a half. And after I said that, and I was going to go on building number 7, but they cut me off before, because the station, they don't want to hear about it. I was going to go on to building 7, which was in essence, although it was leased by Larry Silverstein, in essence it was a government building with all the government agencies.
Yes.
And I was going to talk about that, but I was not able to do it this morning, but I intended to get on it again.
Listen,
tomorrow.
Good job. Good to hear from you. You keep it up. I really appreciate it. Let's go ahead and talk to Ruth in Pennsylvania. Thanks for holding, Ruth.
Hi. When you started the show, you'd ask people to call in about their police state stories.
Yes. A caller actually called with something I wanted to be a topic. Thank you.
This is about the Dormont Police Department, which is just outside the city of Pittsburgh. And I'm a single... A few details here are important to understanding how this happened. I'm a single female, and I'm the youngest child living with two elderly parents. I'm their sole caretaker, and I'm the only family they have in town. And I live in one of the worst police department areas in the whole county. It has a horrible reputation. I live next to a very volatile neighbor who has aggressed upon my elderly parents and I for years. We're talking more than 10 years this has been going on. I can't go, not enough time to go into all the details, but the police, along with this neighbor, the damage has been the death of my elderly father who was blind and crippled, who led to his heart attack. I'm having trouble. When I start talking about him, I get a little choked up. But their violence and aggression that went on for an hour one day led to his heart attack. He had a really horrible death, a downhill slide, and he died much earlier than he should have. On that same day, they killed my German Shepherd, dog. This happened years ago, and I still can't talk about it. Recently...
Oh, yeah, the cops come by for a 911 call or a disturbance call. It is policy to kill any dog that's barking at them, and they've shot dogs as small as...
They didn't shoot them.
They've shot dogs as small as corgis. Well, I'm just telling you, I've been to houses where right next to a baby's crib, they shoot a lab five times in the head.
My dog had just had abdominal surgery the day before, and because of the yelling and screaming, it ran into the house and did three belly flops, and I'd been asking the officer to please help me get the dog in the house. It just got out of surgery, and the cop didn't help me, and the yelling went on, and my dog bled to death in front of me. And recently, this neighbor tried...
Well, man, that's nothing. I mean, a lot of times they just taser you for no reason or beat you upside the head with a billy club.
Well, they put... We don't do anything here. We're law-abiding. Nothing. It's all been aggression
way. Sure. Well, not according to this society. We're all criminals, and then they're all good. But it's statistically, actually, there are higher rates of criminality in government agents, period. And, again, that's all official. But still, it doesn't matter. We're all bad. They're good. It goes like this. Elites, politicians, police, illegal aliens, U.S. citizens. We're on the bottom of the totem pole.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I've never seen anything like this in my life. I've lived other places. This one town is one of the worst, and they brought in the Justice Department to clean out Pittsburgh Police Department.
I remember that.
My elderly mother was physically assaulted by this neighbor, and the cops covered up for it. I have photographs of my elderly mother. These are some of the sweetest parents. They're known to be really sweet, and they're only hitting on us and attacking us because there's no man here. There's no middle-aged man here. A single female and two elderly people are targets. Neither of who these bullies target. They target kids, teenagers. They beat them up. We have something called the Goon Squad here, a subset of the police department that is known for beating kids up.
No, ma'am, I understand. I appreciate your call. Again, through every society in history, the police always either are bad from the start or go bad. Because you get thugs in these organizations, and then they start kicking out the good cops, and then the system wants to cover up, so it just gets worse and worse and worse until it gets so bad, the whole system just falls apart. And that's why there's so many propaganda shows worshiping the police, making excuses for them. Methinks you protest too much. They're doing this because the killings and the murders and the drug dealing and the prostitution running and all the crazy corruption is coming out. And so the media and the government is just constantly propagandizing, trying to keep a lid on it. And it's sad because there are so many good police and people in government, period, that they don't deserve that bad name. But they get the bad name because the system itself is designed and thuggery is promoted and supported. And I know you could go on for hours, ma'am. I certainly can imagine that this is pretty bad, and it's just there's no way to tell a lifetime in 2 or 3 minutes. But I'm glad that you called in with your story. I mean, I remember city officials sending a letter to my grandfather saying you'll get these huge fines every day if you don't clean out the government ditch behind your house. Wasn't his property. And he didn't tell me they were getting threatened. I guess they didn't want to bother the family. I wish families would bother their family members. I understand this stoicness of not telling your family. And he was 70-something years old and pretty sedentary, and he climbed over the fence and removed all these big logs and debris and had a heart attack right after that then led to his long slide. And, of course, I've been all over houses all over the town where they were taking old people's houses with that. They target the old. They've got a list of them. And then a lot of times the old people can't clean out the ditch or the government, or they can't even mow their own yard, so then they take the house and the local mafia divvies it up. But again, who cares about our old people? Let's just lick the boots of whoever's in a black uniform. We'll be right back with more of your calls and a ton of news. Stay with us.
Ted Anderson from Midas. It's November 28, 2006. Gold's at $638.90, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $659.83, $331.50 for half, and $166.24 for quarter ounce coins. That's $659.83, $331.50, and $166.24. On June 4, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your Liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there is a concentration camp program that was designed during the Ronald Reagan administration called Rex 84? This program is designed to imprison anyone whom the federal government deems an enemy of the state. A judge in Houston, Texas declared that the plaintiff had proven that there was such a program that existed, but no one had been harmed or imprisoned by it, so he declared it unconstitutional and dismissed the case. We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Spark Birking water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
I'm going to continue with your phone calls in this segment. Then I want to get into Newt Gingrich saying we need to restrict free speech in America. What's developing with the economy? And I'd like to get calls from you on those subjects. It's pretty darn important. Let's go ahead and talk to Eric in New York. Eric, thank you for holding. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
God bless all you do. Yesterday's show, which I think was a refeed, specialized on the police state.
No, I was live yesterday.
Oh, that was live?
Yes.
Okay. Well, back around 1996, 97, or around 20 years ago now, I was out driving around 10 p.m. at night here in upstate in Syracuse, New York. A car slowly crossed the center line, the yellow line, to pass me. You know, she obviously broke the law. So I slowed down to let the car pass me. All of a sudden, all sorts of Syracuse police surrounded this car, guns drawn, and the thugs ran to the driver's door, opened the door, and yanked a woman who must have been at least 85 years old out of the car. They probably yanked her shoulder out of the socket. It was sickening to see, Alex.
I've seen that myself. In fact, I forget his name. He was a former prosecutor in a pretty good-sized town in far west Texas. I've interviewed him twice. I want to say it's Barber, but it was big news in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the former prosecutor, and he said he got so sick of watching the state police getting people on Sunday going from church, making them all get outside the car, everything spread out on the side of the highway, and then he'd watch as they made old ladies, and this is when he was the prosecutor. He would stop his car and get out, and then the cops would run over to him and get in his face, making old ladies put everything back in their car. Let me tell you, cops, you ever search my car, you're putting it back in. Okay? And so it's just incredible. So on his own ranch property, he put a big sign saying, there is a Fourth Amendment, say no to searches. They sued him, went to the state, and made him take the billboard down off his own property.
Oh, God.
Yeah, his name was Barber. So, I mean, again, that's somebody who was, and of course, he had retired from being prosecutor. So, again, proving everybody in government isn't bad, and he just got sick of watching it. I mean, what is wrong with these people?
Yeah, it just made me so disgusted to witness this. Unfortunately, I had nothing to defend this old woman at the time.
Well, see, that's the thing. Remember when they passed the federal seatbelt law, and people say, well, it wasn't federal. Yeah, they told the states it was a federal law. You don't get any highway funds unless you pass it. So it's a federal unfunded mandate.
Mm-hmm.
Or I guess you could say it is a funded mandate. Mm-hmm. And so they came in, and then they promised, oh, but we really won't arrest you or give you tickets. It'll just be warnings. Well, the famous case outside Austin, Texas, Lago Vista, wife of a prominent doctor, no criminal record. She never had a ticket. That was in the news.
Mm-hmm.
And their enclosed neighborhood in Lago Vista, they stopped at the communal mailbox to get their mail. She didn't put her seatbelt back on because she was literally 50 yards, just a few houses from her home. The cops pull over, start screaming at her. He takes her to jail. The CPS come and take the kids, because if you're one parent in the car, they take the kids. Then they interrogate them and try to find dirt. I mean, this isn't America. It's the Soviet Union. Then the husband started suing him, going on TV, going on radio. Then they claim they got a call from the house, which these are on like five-acre ranchettes out there on the lake. They show up, and they say, you should keep your mouth shut, and he comes out on the front porch. This was in the news. So they beat him up at his house. I mean, they're nuts. And this is a prominent surgeon. These people are nuts. And listen, it gets worse. There was a lady named Gracie. And I guess she was about 60 years old at the time. She owned three houses. It was in just down the road from where Willie Nelson used to live. He moved, saying, quote, Texas is a police state. They ran Willie Nelson out. It's pretty close to Willie Nelson's place. They shut down the whole street, searched the whole neighborhood, and she described the same female SWAT commander we keep hearing about here in Travis County, ordering around all these roid heads, making her sit in an ant bed. Their little dog, who I met, might have weighed 25 pounds, growled, and so they started kicking it and stomping it and laughing. They went into a renter's house, pulled out a Playboy magazine, were going, looky at what he reads. I've interviewed her. I've got a video interview, a TV show. I did. I ought to dig that out and put that on PrisonPlanet.tv. We've been doing some of that lately, taking old shows and putting them on. The point is that they said she was wearing sleeveless camo with big red fingernails, with blonde hair all tied back. She's the brood chief with all these, satyr males around her. These people are trash. And then I found out the same lady pulled over, somebody I know, was screaming and yelling at him, going, you got a problem, boy? I'll get you out and bang your head in the wall.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Yeah, I've got to dig out that old TV report from, it's got to be like 1999 here in Austin. Because then Margot Frazier, the big, I'm not going to say it, just a horrible creature, sheriff that she was, got up on local ABC News. I've got the clip. That's why I've got to find that old TV show, and I'll extract it and play it here. And she said, well, we don't have to have warrants anymore. Things have changed. I mean, word for word. She said, well, there's been complaints that we didn't have warrants to search the neighborhood. We don't need warrants anymore. Oh, and what was their excuse? There's a thing called bloodweed that if you've got any more than a quarter acre that hadn't been mowed, you will get bloodweed growing on it. Looks nothing like marijuana. It's big, wide, V-style leaves. And so for the TV report I did, I went out and showed behind every gas station, by the police station. I drove around, a lot of you probably saw it, and showed all the bloodweed everywhere at schools. So there's some bloodweed behind her house, so they blocked the street and searched the entire street. And we were interviewing her because she's the one that complained. She owned a couple acres, and she had her house and two other rent houses, and her husband was a pretty famous country singer. I got to go interview her again. All she did was talk about her hubby, her deceased hubby. But I mean, imagine weird thugs running around giggling with Playboy magazines, going, looky what we, what you like to look at. And then stomping a dog with some weird blonde lady with long red fingernails with a machine gun running around. Don't you have a warrant? We don't need no stinking warrants. Literally. And then the sheriff gets up on TV and says, we no longer need warrants. Mm-hmm. Their minds are completely warped. They think they're God. So once you get me started with police state stories, I mean, how many times on the TV show? Back in the day when I just did, you know, a local radio show and a one TV show a week, I put a lot into that TV show. I keep saying this. Mike has most of them in a storage shed. I've got some that have been in my garage so long they probably don't even work anymore, old three-quarter inch tapes. Mike, I know you're listening. Next Monday for the TV show, I want you to just bring me all the tapes you got. Or dig through them, every special, every program we did, all the good stuff. You remember, I want to get those on the Internet. Because those are a treasure trove. I mean, they had SWAT raids out in the country where we'd go to old people's houses, cancer survivors' houses, people... And you know, these are just really nice little country people, and they'd say, they blocked off the road. And then they searched every house, they screamed and put the gun to my head, and my husband said, please don't, so they hit him with a gun in the face. It's Task Force number 13, they're the ones. The army was with them, the choppers was in the air. And you're talking to these old Germans that live in, like, houses with two-foot-thick rock walls. And I mean, these people don't even drink most of the time. I mean, you talk about hillbillies, and they're just like, and they told us they was going to find marijuana, and they wanted the ranch. My great-granddaddy built it, and they want my ranch. I ain't going to give it. I mean, I've got it all on tape. How do you do stuff like that? You're just a bunch of criminals. And the cops a lot of times get that land for themselves personally. You see, a lot of them don't just take money from the mafia or criminal groups or deal drugs. A lot of them on these narcotics task forces and stuff now work it out where they go get the auction that nobody got told about. And so they're all driving around in $50,000 Corvettes, living in $500,000 million houses. They've all got their own little personal pieces of property. In fact, I remember growing up, there was an FBI agent that lived down the hill from us, and we lived in a... you know, upper middle class neighborhood with a golf course and all that stuff. My dad was a, you know, oral surgeon, dentist. And there was this big house. And a quote, retired FBI agent lived in it. And it later came out that he'd been involved in the drug raid on the house right before he retired. And he drove the big brand new Corvette. I mean, I'm tired of it. Who died and made you God? So I'm not your slave. And frankly, if police are twice as likely to be involved in crime, you deserve for us to sit here and talk about you like this, even if most of you aren't criminals. I mean, even if they're twice as likely, it doesn't mean that many of them are criminals, but it's still a large portion at the higher levels. And your average beat cop is probably a nice person, if they're not some mental patient who likes to bully people. You got those. But corruption is in the detectives, the vice squads, and it's simple. I mean, you know, going back 100 years, the corruption just continues. Back from they were raiding brothels 100 years ago, and the madam would say, men, you don't need to take us all to jail. Why don't you just treat yourselves? And pretty soon, the cops learn, hey, we'll just take over and start pimping these women, and we'll start demanding a cut. And it's well known in almost every major city, the police run the whores. They constantly get arrested here in Austin for running the whores. Because, you know, they're sitting there around all these good-looking women, and these women, you know, just they'll just go, well, I won't bust you if you go ahead and just have sex with me. And then the next thing, it leads to their pimps. And I, you know what? I don't use your narcotics your bosses ship in. I don't break your stupid laws that you're passing so many of, it's almost impossible not to. So don't sit up there all high and mighty. You know how you're the guardians and you're the heroes and we've got to learn to give you proper respect when you treat us all like criminals. I mean, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, despite the fact that your industry, your revenue collection business, is just has a horrible reputation and history. And all your PR and all your propaganda and all the PSAs aren't going to cover that up. You can't put perfume on a pig. That's a double entendre pun, isn't it? You know, the saying is, can't put perfume on a pig, and as soon as I said it, I realized that the nickname for bad police is pigs. Not intended. So, I don't even know what to say anymore. I mean, police, do you want your children, your sons and daughters, growing up in a society run by a bunch of thugs? Do you want to live like they do in Mexico? Where it was corrupt from the day the Aztecs and the Mayans set up shop, and it got to a whole new level when they merged the corrupt conquistador Spanish culture with it. And, I mean, just look at it today. The people can't get up out of the ditch. You got a tiny elite. Cops, you ever watch cops in Mexico? You think our police are arrogant? You can tell a good cop. You see a lot of these good cops, they kind of got sad looks on their faces. They're just real professional and quiet. And then you can tell I don't want to use the proper term. I was going to call them the derogatory name for a donkey. But you can just see it because they know. They know there's a lot of embarrassing behavior, a lot of bad behavior. They're trying to be professional. This is their career. And then you can just see the arrogant control freak types, and then you can see the criminal types who just keep quiet and got this nice little front going. You know, they're the executive branch of this whole thing. And don't think we're stupid. Don't think we don't see the opulence you're living in. Don't think we're dumb. Don't think we don't know you're on the take. Don't think we're all stupid like the general public. And don't take it for 10 seconds. So don't you pull me over and ask to search my car and basically mutilate my Bill of Rights that I love in front of me. You swore an oath to that, you fool. I mean, sometimes the cops will say, can I search your car? And I go, no, you swore an oath to not violate the Bill of Rights. Do you respect that oath? I mean, do you think solemn oaths are important? I've never sworn an oath to protect it. I protect it because it makes sense, and it's the bedrock of this country. It's what makes America, America. You know, I get teary-eyed when they sing the national anthem and when old glory's flying in the wind, not because I love the red, white, and blue colors, but because it signifies my forefathers that fought and died in the Revolutionary War. And that fought and died in the war for Texas independence. And that fought and died in all these other wars. You disgrace them. Sure, World War II was concocted. Hitler was funded. But he was a real threat, the last real war we had. And, you know, both my grandfathers stomped off to volunteer and be in that war. As many of your grandparents did. I'm already digressing. I said I'd get to the news. I'll go back to your calls in a moment. The big news, I'll recap before I get into the other news I haven't covered yet, is France is panicking in particular because it's going to be so bad for their economy to have a strong euro that they're asking the central bank over there to not increase interest rates, which will encourage other central banks and other private investors to buy euros because the euro is now 50 cents to the dollar more valuable. Okay? 50 cents more value in the euro. It's now risen to an all-time high against the dollar, and the Financial Times says that all of the currency experts are very concerned, and all they ever say is it's a prerequisite that the dollar's going into the dustbin of history. But they said they want to control that slide so that elite corporations and central banks can have time to position their assets. I mean, this is so dangerous for the economy and for everybody's pocketbook, from the poorest to the most wealthy, that they are very concerned, saying, well, the plan is to tank the dollar, but this is happening too quick. And the plan, again, this has all been stated by the trilateralist who set the world economic course, the strategia, that they're going to bring the dollar down, implode the economy, and then say, oh, we need to merge into a Pan-American Union with an Amero to rival the Euro. Then they're going to have currency spikes and crashes and, quote, volatility in the market. And then the answer will be hedging the three world currencies, the Asian, the European, and the North American / Pan-American Union Amero, into a world index and just setting their value, and then all the third world countries will have to follow suit. And by tanking the dollar, again, the globalists aren't free market. They're about monopolies, wrecking markets, wrecking farmers, wrecking ranchers, wrecking industry, wrecking factories, consolidating. It's not about making a good product or even, quote, making money at the end of the day, because the private banks order the central governments to print the money that they then, debt is created, that is then held by those private banks against the people. They want to tank it. They want to bankrupt it to get the assets, the homes, the roads, the national parks, the public, the private, the corporate debt. It's all about going into a debtor prison. The entire planet, a huge debtor prison. Okay. Next story is one I mentioned yesterday but didn't detail. This is out of the London Guardian. Police want power to crack down on offensive demonstrations, chants, and slogans. Present curbs are too light, Met Chief to tell Goldsmith. Rights groups say officers would be censors in chief. Now, already, if you spit or you drop a piece of paper, they have special little squads that arrest you. Now they're calling it unsocial behavior. So they're now saying shouting or saying rude things you can't do. And they come up and tell you to stop when you're even speaking on the street there. I've had it happen to me. You've seen it in Terror Storm. And so all over Europe, Canada, and now the U.S. are trying to pass the hate crimes law. They're saying they've got to restrict speech. And I saw some Fox News TV show I was sent. Everybody's telling me that the character's based on myself. I don't know if it really is. But he just gets people to demonstrate, and demonstrating could cause a riot. A crowd of people could cause a riot, and so they go ahead and arrest him. Not for a riot, but for getting a demonstration going, because it's unauthorized. And, again, it's not in the free speech zone, so it's terrorist. See, they're not just trying to pass the laws. They're showing you on TV that this is normal and good. Police are to demand, because, see, they're the boss, new powers to arrest protesters for causing offenses through the words that they chant and the slogans on their placards and even headbands. The country's biggest force, the Metropolitan Police, is to lobby the Attorney General, Lord Goldsmith, the Lord, because officers believe the large sections of the population have become increasingly politicized. You see, they're openly saying, we're angry, we're aware, and there is a growing sense that the current restrictions on demonstrations are too light. You see, they're saying, we're going to take over. They're saying, same thing here. Now, it goes on to say they'll have to pre-approve the speeches, the chants, and the placards. You'll have to get it approved through them. It goes on to say that. Now, see, openly approving your speech before you have it. First, it's a free speech zone. Then it's, we've got to approve your speech. Then there's a cop there with a sheet, and you've got to follow your speech exactly. Oh, yeah, that's freedom. Gingrich raises alarm at event honoring those who stand up for freedom of speech. So he goes to this famous free speech event, and this is what he said. This is out of the Union Leader. Former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, yesterday said the country will be forced to re-examine freedom of speech to meet the threat of terrorism. Gingrich, speaking at a Manchester Awards banquet, said different set of rules may be needed to reduce terrorist ability to use the Internet and free speech to recruit and get out their message. See? We will need to get ahead of the curve before we actually lose a city, which I think could happen in the next decade as they bring in record numbers of foreigners. As I said, they're going to have the illegals riot and burn a bunch of cities and then say free speech is banned. You watch. So I know their program. I know their mind. If you study them 18 hours a day, you will know their mind. We need to get ahead of the curve before we actually lose a city, which I think could happen in the next decade, said Gingrich, a Republican who helped engineer the GOP's takeover in 94. Gingrich spoke to 400 state and local power brokers last night at the annual Nackley S. Loeb First Amendment Award Dinner, which supports people and organizations that stand up for freedom of speech. Gingrich sharply criticized campaign finance laws, and he goes on, last night's event held at the Radisson Hotel Center of New Hampshire honored a Lakes Region newspaper and a former Speaker of the House for work in favor of free speech. And then he goes on to the actual quotes here about how we need to restrict it and not let people criticize the government. They're not playing games. And folks, even cops that believe in free speech will follow orders when the time comes to arrest you for your speech. Land of the cowards, home of the slaves.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective alternative and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Before William Rehnquist, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, died, it was in the Associated Press that he went to a national meeting in Virginia of federal and state judges. It said that hundreds were in attendance. And we read the quotes over and over again on air. I can paraphrase them. I don't remember their exact text. But it was basically, and he said it, I mean, he did say it. I'm paraphrasing, but it's very close. I can go pull it, I guess, and reread it. But I just thought about it, you know, coming in from the break. He just said, well, in the war on terror, we need to just not worry about the Constitution and go ahead and start ruling against it while the nation's at war. And what have we now seen? I mean, they did abolish the Bill of Rights. MSNBC reported 9 of the 10, really the entire 10. And the Democrats have no intention of repealing any of it. There's no discussion of it, and they're now adopting all those powers. And they want to pass total blanket amnesty as a guest worker program. They want to pass the restrictive hate crimes law. They now want to come back with a bunch of gun control, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. And even White House officials have said, well, now we can work with the Democrats on immigration and other issues. And Bush has said that he, quote, may sign a hate bill. It's like he signed campaign finance reform that restricted free speech. Tries to dictate who we can interview on this show. Just an off-topic issue here. This is out of Melbourne, Australia, the Rambo granny. Two thugs raped her 18-year-old granddaughter, so she went with a shotgun, tracked them down, and blew their sexual organs off, and then went to the police station and turned herself in. Pretty amazing stuff happening all over the world. But that will certainly teach those individuals. We will get to your phone calls in the next hour. I've got a guest coming up, but only for about 15, 20 minutes, to talk about the Wesley Snipes income tax case and where the collection agency for the Private Federal Reserve, stands right now. Before I end this hour, I really would like to encourage all of you to support this broadcast. And you do that by spreading the word, telling your email list, posting it on your website, how folks can tune in. That's how we reach millions of people every single week. And we can reach an even bigger audience if you will double that number and take action. And also, go to Google Video and type in Terror Storm and download it for free. But spread that link around to everyone you know. And even more importantly, support us financially by buying the DVD. You can get it from Amazon.com, and they'll ship it to you. Or you can simply go to Infowars.com and order via our safe, secure online shopping cart. You can call the toll-free number to order Terror Storm or America Freedom to Fascism. You know, not just the 15 films I've made, but all the other great books and videos I carry. We got a lot of different specials and discounts. If you make your order by the 15th of December, we will guarantee that we will ship it to you UPS grounds. You will get it days before Christmas, but we will cut off, you know, guarantees that you'll get it on December 15th. So do your shopping today and support those that tell the truth and get the word out. Buy one copy of Terror Storm if that's all you can afford, and make copies of that and give it to people. Or if you can afford it and want to support us, buy 10 copies. Give Terror Storm as a gift. Give the gift of truth, of reality, and make our continuing ministry in the fight against the New World Order possible. Again, Infowars.com to order via the safe, secure online video and bookstore shopping cart, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And by the way, we had a lady call in the last hour asking about her order. It's always the toll-free line. Have them read back your credit card number to you. Make sure they got it down right, because usually the problem is people's order doesn't go through because we get your number wrong.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.